Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Brethren, see, he specifies who he's talking to. Concerning them which are asleep, that sorrow not, even as other that have no hope. So we that are saved, we know that we're going to die. The Bible tells us that the sin, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. And remember, God is not deceived. Whatever he says, it will transpire. So we know that we have to die, but we're not going to sorrow as those that don't believe or have no hope. Our hope is in Jesus Christ, because we know that Jesus Christ rose from the grave. And he conquered death and hell. When you look at all the other leaders around the world, you can go to their grave and you'll find their body there. But as they said about Jesus Christ, he's not there. He's risen as he said. Isn't that good news? But listen to this. In verse 14 says, if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep, and that means death, in Jesus Christ will God bring with him. It says, for this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. See, they thought we were going to prevent them, but no, they're going to be raised first, and then we which are alive shall be changed and caught up in the air to meet him. But listen to that. I like verse 16. Listen to this. This is good. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. He's not going to send anybody this time. He's coming himself. Well, I'm telling you, every time I hear a loud sound, man, I'm like, is this it? Oh, my Lord. I don't know about you, boy. But what a great privilege just to be changed. Wow.
But God should be mindful of it.
That's it.
Amen.
Man, I like this with a shout. He said, the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and the voice of the archangel, and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. And then 17, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with him in the clouds. Boy, have you ever looked at a beautiful day and see those clouds in the sky? You're going to be up there one day. You're either going to be coming back with him, or you're going to be caught up. But you're going to be in the cloud. How about Superman ain't got nothing on us? How about that, man? We're going to be caught up in the clouds with him and just looking down. Pat, are you ready for that? That's all right. But listen to this. Meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. We won't have to worry about separation. We won't have to worry about sin anymore. We're going to be ever with the Lord. I don't know about you, but guys, I get a little weary down here sometime and thinking about all the junk that I got to go through, all the junk that my family go through. I mean, my family just such turmoil going on and things around, people dying. But you know what? When I settle down here, listen to this, verse 18.
Amen.
Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Don't worry about your current physical situation. He already told us this body is dying. He is not going to do anything with this body. He is going to give you a new body that's going to be like his. Wow. So I tell you, all my ailments that I got going on, my wife, she's in so much pain. My mom, I call her, she's in pain. But one day, no more pain. One day, we'll be caught up in the air and ever be with him. And I think Nate sealed it in 1 Corinthians. Let's go right back there. Verse 58. Well, I'm telling you, we better get there.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.